So they were kept there a lot of times. A 12, you know, of course, a 12, a panel of 12 is a Jew. And of course, back then, they had no women on. Mm-hmm. I don't think they need any yet, but that's not my business. But at any rate, they had the panel of jurors. It was selected, a case, you see. It has to be selected. Some of them are disqualified, you see,
that's
because
right.
They're kinfolks, or they're prejudiced, and have to be disqualified. And sometimes to select you choose. See, the lawyers selected both sides.
That's right.
Select the jurors. And sometimes it takes them some time to get 12 they both will have that they can agree on.
It's still that.
I expect it is still that way, you see. You've got to get your jurors that are not concerned in any way with either the defendant or the what you call brother. Defendant or the...
Well, it depends on the kind of case.
But at any rate, you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
See, I can't always say what I like, but what it is. Both sides of the case have to be satisfied with the jurors. And then that they have to stay on that job till they make a decision. Sometimes it's a good many hours before they can get to agree about it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe all night.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes all night.
But there weren't too many serious crimes.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. There were land cases, but they disagreed about the land cases. And there were theft, stealing, breaking in some of these stores. And on the farm, sometimes you'd have a shooting. Things happening down on the farms. And as I say, landlines were always in dispute.
Mm-hmm.
Fences over on his side.
Yeah. Did you have any local characters around town?
Oh, yes. My daddy came home one day so tickled. I said, "What's the matter, partner?" He said, "Well, old Mr. I call him that one name. That has a store, says he's my good friend. Papa's good friend to everybody, stopped him. And the children loved to see him. They always had candy for him up and down the street as he came home, walked home. But he said, Mr. said, said he'd had a right good year with his little store. And he decided to send his children all, said he had three or four daughters, send them all and a son to you, $5 a piece for Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm.
Says, you know what happened? Judge, do you know what happened? Every day and one I'm spending coming to see me. So I had them all to feed for Christmas.
Yeah.
Every one I'm spending coming to see me. Papa came over laughing so much. The old man was so put out, he didn't want him to come see him. And he'd give him $5 and came home to see him. So heap of funny things happened.
Could you describe some of the other kind of local characters or people that...
I don't know. Our doctor was quite a character. He's smart and he could be, but he'd get drunk. You had to watch out about Dr. He would get drunk and you wanted to be sure he's sober before you had him. He was our leading doctor. We had one Dr. He was sort of amusing. The doctors, of course,
they what were they like? How did they?
Well, they were both, I'm pretty well educated. They both got their doctor's degree, but according to today's standard, they didn't know very much. But they both had been to doctor school, medical school. And one of them had the first automobile in the town. It was one of these little one-seaters. And all how we children got around, so he'd take us to ride, you know. First ride we'd ever had, first time we'd ever been in one, his little automobile. Had. I don't remember that having one. And they were busy.